There's the full-time whistle, and Donegal are through to the Ulster Minor Championship Final as they have come from behind in a low-scoring encounter to defeat Armagh 1-6 to 5 points. If we go back as far as half-time, it was a 4-2 game in favour of Armagh, but Donegal outscored them in the second half 1-4 to just a single point. Sean Ward, Cathal McGeever, Karen McGee, Kevin McCormick, Oisín Caulfield with the point in the 54th minute, which put Donegal into the lead for the very first time in this game, 5-4. Luke McKeever levelled it up at 5-5, but then the captain, Luke McGlynn, stepping up with the game's only goal in the 57th minute, and he followed that up with a free in the 63rd, as Donegal go through to the Ulster Minor Championship decider, beating Armagh 1-6 to 5 points, and that second half performance certainly deserving of Donegal for their place in the provincial final, Gary.
Absolutely fantastic, Oisín. It's 5 years since we've qualified for a minor final. Of course, in that team we had Niall O'Donnell, Patter Mogan, Orr McFadden Ferry, Jason McGee, and of course Luke Barrett's father, Sean Paul, was the manager back in 2016 that led them to that Ulster minor final. 2014 before that under Declan Bonner. So listen, it's great to get back there, and it's going to be a good buzz now in the county. It's great for these young lads. They played three completely different games, Oisín. A game that they completely dominated, so they did against Antrim. Last week against Monaghan, where they were down to 14 men, a huge character asked of them. Tonight, the opposition were down to 14 men from 37 men. Donegal managed the game after that. When they didn't go ahead till late in the game, Oisín. That goal from Luke McGlynn, I thought, was brilliant tonight. Donald Gallagher was brilliant tonight. I thought Michael Callan and Gary Kelly brought energy and intensity coming off the bench to the tackles and physicality, so they did. Oisín Caulfield, as I said, he must have been the happiest man on the pitch when he saw young O'Neill go off after that, because he was able to bring more to the Donegal team going forward. So it was probably Oisín looking forward. You know, Armagh are going to look back on the amount of wides they had. They're going to be really, really disappointed in that. They'll feel maybe that they left the game behind, and obviously they were missing a few players tonight as well. There were three changes from the team last week, but listen, we hit the post twice, so we did late on in the last quarter as well. We held our best to the end, Oisín. That's 2 weeks in a row this Donegal team have won the game in the last quarter. That you can see the energy there, the confidence that'll give them. There's a couple of things, by no means is it a finished article, they've plenty to work on. I would look at the final ball, so they have gone into the forwards. I'd also maybe look at maybe free kicks, Oisín. Free kicks, they need to work. If it's a difficult, the weather's not great over the next week for look at the long term forecast. If we can look at maybe something like that there about working a short free kick, because Luke McGlynn had one free tonight. We need to be hitting frees, Oisín, or creating scoring opportunities from frees in an Ulster final, because it's going to be a game of fine margins. You're probably looking at Tyrone. Everyone's going to expect them to beat Fermanagh here tomorrow night. We go into that game. It's great for the Donegal management. They can relax this evening. Go now and relax and watch that game tomorrow evening, so they can hear it in Healy Park. Of course, that game was tossed for Oisín. Some of our listeners mightn't understand why Tyrone are getting home advantage. I think both teams agreed to toss, and that's why it's here tomorrow evening.
But it's been a good night for Donegal football. We've just won, of course, team from the county, still in championship action, and it's been led out by Luke Barrett's minor team, Gary.
Aye, listen, it's a credit to them, you know. They're extending our summer, Oisín, so they are, and they're giving us another few days out. And I know that we have the big Donegal showpiece, the 2020 Ulster, or sorry, Dr. Maguire final next Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Buffet. I know that from talking, I was talking to a few Ulster Council officials, just asked them what's the story. There's nothing fixed yet at the minute. There's talk, Oisín, maybe of the game possibly either Friday night or early Saturday afternoon, so that it doesn't impact the Donegal senior final on Saturday night as well. But listen, Oisín, isn't it great? We're still in football, so we are. We're into the middle of August, and we still have an Ulster final to play and get behind a Donegal team.